You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Many organizations are working toward a COVID-19 vaccine, but even once it's discovered, we'll still have to manufacture and distribute it around the world. That is a big, incredibly complicated, and expensive task. But ultimately, it may be the only way out of a crisis that has devastated the global economy and, according to a progress report from the Gates Foundation, has actually reversed progress towards poverty, education, and curing diseases. That report is out now, and Foundation co-chair Bill Gates joins me today for the first of three conversations. I asked him about the scale of the vaccine distribution problem.
Well, the European countries have stepped up here. We don't have enough yet to buy for the entire world. The U.S. is kind of unusual. It's funded a lot of R&D that is helping move candidates forward, but it's only funded manufacturing procurement for itself. And so as the Congress looks at a new supplemental bill, the historical leadership of the U.S. in global health, whether it's smallpox eradication, HIV, polio, I think the Congress will step up, but as yet, it's been a no-show on this.
One thing that is a priority of the foundation, it sounds like, is equity overall, and in this case, equitable distribution of this successful vaccine. Tell me about the role of manufacturing and shortages around manufacturing that could make that a big challenge.
Well, a number of the candidates, including AstraZeneca, Novavax, Johnson & Johnson, and Sanofi, can be made at very low cost and very high volume. And so we've set up arrangements where not just the company that invents the vaccine and supervises the trials, but also other companies who have high volume manufacturing capacity can take exactly that same vaccine and produce billions of doses. And so that you get many factories getting up to speed. Ideally, we're getting over a billion doses out in 2021 and enough to end the epidemic in 2022.
Is it, you know, it's interesting because there are so many ways in which the Gates Foundation does some of the work of government. And yet this is a case where we have a pandemic, meaning it's global in nature, and we're at a time of a lot of nationalism. And I wonder if you find yourself in a position where you think you can straddle a lot of different countries' responses.
Well, there's no doubt that only cooperation will get us out of this thing. The science of the vaccine will be done in many countries, the regulatory review, the manufacturing. This is global. Hopefully, you know, people look at that and they say, okay, for other things like climate change or stopping future pandemics, that we need to put an even stronger framework of cooperation in place.
Bill Gates is co-chair of the Gates Foundation. Hear more in the Marketplace Tech podcast. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk with him about climate change and innovation. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.